You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Together, let's have faith to declare the goodness of God in our lives. Know more about this truth in week two of Dare to Believe.
This is actually the second installment, and it's our hope and prayer that through this series, right, we will have courage within us to really step out in faith, okay, that we will be able to persevere and overcome whatever challenges that may come my way, because there's going to be challenges. It's not always going to be, you know, a walk in the park. There are always going to be obstacles, okay, but, you know, we want to encourage you, and we pray that you will be bolder in your faith to believe God, that His will, His good, pleasing, and perfect will for you will happen in your life, right? So, in the way we're going to approach this series, we're going to look at some characters in the Old Testament, both men and women, and learn from them and how they have really stepped out into demonstrating an audacious faith. Did you say that with me? Audacious faith. So that's the big word that we want to us to understand, no, for with regards to this series, okay? Audacious faith, which actually means a bold, daring, and courageous display of faith in God. Bold and daring and courageous display of faith in God. I know many of us have had the faith, okay, to pray and believe God last year, this year. But we really want to encourage you to take it a step farther. Be bolder, okay? Kung dinala mo dito, okay, bring it to the next level. Because I believe God is so pleased with faith. God desires that we demonstrate faith. And we're going to talk about, last week we talked about faith to be delivered. Okay, we look at Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat, even though he was king, righteous king, yet he experienced fear within him. Okay, when enemies surrounded him to take over the nation, and the Lord encouraged him and spoke deliverance to him. And simply lang ang gagawin niya, okay, mag-worship siya kay God. Kakanta lang siya ng worship songs and praise kay God. And deliverance happened. What an amazing voice, di ba? Kumanta sila. Damatay yung mga kalaban. Nakakamatay yung mga boses nila, you know? So, meron kayang mga gano'n. Okay, sana hindi dito, you know? Okay, so, today we're going to talk about also a faith to declare. Okay, and we're going to look at Joshua and what God did as he stepped out and declared a bold, you know, confession of what God can do. Okay, and then the next three Sundays, we're going to talk about faith to conquer. Caleb, even at an old age, okay, went out and conquered lands and nations to receive an inheritance, okay, as promised him. And then we're going to talk about faith to claim, okay. Again, talks about inheritance, okay. We're going to look at Zelophehad's daughters, okay, even though na walang natirang men, okay, sa line nila, okay, they were able to receive inheritance. And then lastly, we're going to talk about faith to serve. Okay, we're going to talk about, look at David's mighty men and how they serve faithfully. And this is just in time for us to be a part of what God is doing here in Victory, serving as volunteers. And I believe that as we do that, okay, we will experience growth and increase in our faith. So, we are in the second week. We're going to talk about faith to declare. Let me read Joshua chapter 10. And may I ask everyone to please stand and let's give reverence to the Word of God. As we read it, the entire context of what I'm going to share, the story, is actually in Joshua 10. And I want to encourage you, perhaps later when you go home or tomorrow or during this week, take some time to read this story, this event in Joshua's life, and let it speak to you further. Okay, so I hope and pray that it will speak to us tonight. Few verses that I'm going to read as a start. I'm going to read verse 7, verse 12, and verse 14, and we're going to look at some of the verses later on as we progress. Verse 7, so Joshua went up from Gilgal, he and all the people of the war with him, and all the mighty men of valor. At the time, verse 12, Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord gave the Amorites over to the sons of Israel. In verse 14, there has been no day like it before or since when the Lord heeded the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, speak to us today. Let the preaching of your word minister to each and every one of us. Give us ears to hear what you want to say to us and eyes to see what you want to show us. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. You may go and have a seat. Let me share with you a story that happened in one of our leaders, okay? Many years back, one time when they were in a shop, the purse of the wife, okay, no missionary, somebody stole it, no, nawala, okay, nawala yung purse niya, and she really felt so bad because she, it wasn't the money, but you know, it was the purse. Okay? She really liked that purse, and on their way home, they were talking about in the car, and she really expressed sadness because she felt bad that she lost that purse. And her 8-year-old son just declared that, "Mom, let's just ask God to replace it. Let's ask God. Okay, God will return it." Okay, so they were just quiet, and you know, they kind of agree. Yes, son. Okay, yes, amen. We believe God, but deep within them, okay, they're wondering, okay, if that will really happen. And then a few days later, somebody dropped in their house, okay, a driver, okay, nung isang miniministeran nilang bagong believer, no, to deliver a purse for them. So when she opened the gift, it was exactly the same purse, the same color, the same brand, the same model, only a bit bigger in size. Just slightly bigger in size. Okay, so, and so she called the lady who gave that purse, and she said, "How did you know that, you know, I lost my purse?" And the lady said, "I didn't know." Okay, so, "How did you know that, you know, I like that purse?" And then the lady said, "Well, I really don't know. I was just walking a few months ago. She bought that purse a few months ago. And she felt like the Lord was telling her to buy this purse for her. And during that week, God was really disturbing her in her heart. You know, God was telling her, I told you, give that purse to her." And so she finally, okay, sent the purse. She didn't deliver it herself because medyo nahihiya siya kasi nga parang nawiwirduhan siya. And it's just a simple purse. Okay, so, but then she was so encouraged, that lady, that she realized God spoke to her. And now she discovered, okay, as she recalled, she remembered how the Lord spoke to her. And, you know, the mom was so ecstatic and happy. Okay, and the son was there wondering, okay, what's the big deal? Didn't I say that God will replace it? A simple declaration like that. And God honored the faith of an 8-year-old boy who, without question or doubt or second thoughts, just declared what God can do. Amazing, isn't it? And that's what daring to believe in terms of declaring, okay, in faith. The word declare means to say or affirm or to confess, okay? The key idea there really is to confess. And the word confess, and we find that it is a biblical term, and we find that all over the Bible, okay? The word confess means homo legeo, meaning same, and speak or words. In other words, it means to speak the same thing. To say the same words. So when God says this, you begin to agree. It simply means that you agree with what has already been spoken. And that's the power of confession. So when God says that, you know, "Anak, napaka guwapo at maganda mo," you simply say, "I agree, Lord." Hello? Para hindi kayo agree, no? Parang may doubt pa rin, eh, no? Parang may dalawang isip. Okay, so, but when you begin to hear God speak and impress to you that, "No, son, I have a destiny for you," then you begin to confess and agree that, "Yes, Lord, let it be done as you say." And that's why when God begins to convict us of things that we need to repent of, to confess means to agree. "Yes, Lord, Lord, yes, I'm struggling with that area, and Lord, help me." That's, and it's not just about the things that needs to be forgiven in our life. It also talks about the things that we need to really declare, the things that God wants to do in our lives. And there's power when we confess. You know, someone said that the most powerful yet underrated and underused instrument that we have in our life, in our own body, is the tongue. Most powerful yet underused, okay, or misused. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Wow. Death and life. Your tongue can either bring death or life. And those who love it and indulge it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. That's the power of our tongue. And that's why when we confess, something is created. Words are powerful. And most especially, God's word. Because everything that came into existence came because God spoke. When God said, let there be light. Lahat mo nang meron ngayon. It's because God spoke. Every living thing, everything that is eternal, every created things, they came into being because God spoke. And the problem is that by default, okay, by the default, we are actually quicker to confess doubts and fears and unbelief rather than confessing victory, okay, faith and purpose. Napansin niyo ba yon? Sa palagay niyo, anong mas maraming lumalabas sa bibig niyo? Okay, doubt or faith? Minsan, okay, pag may nangyari, yay, thank you. Pero pag basta mangyayari or hindi natin alam ang nangyayari, ano na bang nangyayari? Okay, mangyayari ba kaya ito? Siswertehin pa ba talaga ako? Okay, mukhang hindi na ata darating ang swerte sa buhay ko. Okay, eh, kasi niniwala ka sa swerte, malas yun. Okay, so malabo na ata. Okay, so mas marami tayong nasasabi na mas na-express natin yung doubt natin kasi yung purpose and victory na meron si God para sa atin. Na-notice nyo ba yun? Mas marami tayong sinasabi na really negative compared to something that is life-giving. And it's important that we learn to understand the power of confession. Because then we can all the more dare to believe God. Now, this story in Joshua, the context of this is that Moses died. So Joshua was commissioned, was given the task to bring the Israelites who came out of Egypt. In fact, they are already a new generation. Lahat nung lumabas sa Egypt, patay na. These are a new generation, and God told him, okay, to bring these people to the promised land. And chapter 1 pa lang, sinabi ni God kay Joshua, do not be afraid. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. No one will be able to stop you. Grabe, no? Ganun yung sinabi ni Lord kay Joshua. And so, they began to really conquer one nation at a time. And then in this chapter, suddenly, five nations came together to fight with them, okay, beginning with the Gibeonites when they found out that this nation, one nation, who were supposed to be attacked by the Israelites, deceived Israelites, and they made a peace terms. And walang magawa yung Israelites kasi nagbigay na sila ng word nila, their integrity is important. And so now, these five nations are ganging up to attack this nation, the Gibeonites, and then later on to attack Israel. But Joshua had faith in him, that audacious faith, to go and he saw an opportunity. It's the same Joshua who was sent to as a spy when the rest of the leaders, 10 of them, saw giants and made conclusion that they can never conquer the land. Joshua saw opportunities, only opportunities. So dati, pa isa-isang nation, ngayon lima na, woo, one time, big time, isang banatan lang, lima na agad. Ganun ang perspective niya. Pero kung sa iba, limang nation, kaya ko ba yun? Nako, ito na ata yung end ko. Difference of perspective, difference of confession. But the question is, what made Joshua see things differently? What made him, okay, the kind of man to have such an audacious faith, such a daring, bold, and courageous faith? Because sometimes we have faith and that's it. Faith lang. Trying to trust, trying to convince ourselves na, sige, basta, kaya talaga ni Lord yan. Hintay na lang tayo. Rather than really being jumping and begin to see that God can really do it. So this story, I hope and pray, will show us some truths so that we can begin to be daring ourselves in our own faith, and that we can begin to declare in faith what God wants to do in and through us. So what should our mouth declare and confess in faith? Ano ba dapat? Paano ba mag-confess? Ano dapat yung sinasabi natin? Ano yung dapat i-agree natin? If faith is saying the same thing, what are the things that we ought to say in agreement? Well, number one, we are to declare what God said. We are to agree what God already said, what He has spoken. Because God has spoken. God has already spoken about who you are, about your destiny, about every good, pleasing, and perfect plan and will that He has for you. It's already been written. Sinabi na po ni Lord. The only thing we need to do is to agree to confess it. To agree to say the same thing. Kaya pag sinabi ni Lord that you can transform nations, sinasabi mo ba yan sa sarili mo? I am a world changer. Have you ever said that to yourself? We used to say that a lot when we were in college. We were like crazy, you know, young believers in New Belt Recto. This nation will change and God's going to use me. We're going to see presidents discipled. It's actually happening already, okay? So senators, governors are being discipled by Victory People. We are to confess the Word of God. This is first and foremost God's Word. Joshua 10 verse 8. The Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid of them. I have given them into your hand. Not one of them will be able to withstand you." Wow! What a promise! What a word! Kung ikaw pa naman sabihan ni God ng ganun. Hello? Mag-chicken out ka pa ba? But if you don't know what God said, paano ka makapag-agree? Anong pwede mong sabihin? Kaya minsan, kung ano-ano ang kinoconfess natin eh. Good ideas, okay? Good vibes. And what happened, the result of a good, positive vibe confession only results to a good vibes feeling. And hanggang doon na lang, we feel good. But eventually, we feel bad again. But the Word of God, when we begin to confess it, did you know that God's Word is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword? And Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will remain forever." Kaya pag sinabi ni Lord, "No one will stand with you," that will remain forever. Hello? Question is, do you believe this? Do you actually agree with this? Now, how do we agree with the Word of God? It's by obedience. So when Joshua heard, and listen, this was not even the first time he heard those words. Chapter 1 pa lang sinabi na ni Lord to. Okay? Inulit pa ni Lord to. Almost every time he faced a battle, sinasabi ni Lord, "Do not be afraid. Be courageous. Go. You will overcome. I am with you." Kaya, from the time Joshua 1 until the 8, they were just overcoming and overcoming and overcoming until they occupied the promised land. Because Joshua was simply confessing and declaring what God has already said through his obedience. He stepped out. Some people, they say they believe, but there is no action to their belief. That's not confession. That's not agreeing. That's still doubt. Because if you really agree with what the Bible says, what you can do, you are already doing it. You already see yourself doing what the Word of God is already saying what you are called to do. Come on now. That's why, as an application, I really want to encourage us this year. Start knowing what the Word of God says. Read your Bible. Kung hindi ka faithful, kung hindi mo alam kung ano sinasabi ni Lord, minsan, ang alam lang natin yung mga good saying eh. Okay? And yung pinipresente, sabi sa Bible, "I will do my best and God will do the rest." Mali! Wala sa Bible yan. Hindi yun biblical. Narinig mo lang yun. Kahit saan mo buklatin yung Bible, wala po yun. "I will do my best, God will do the rest." Yan ang problema ng idea na yun. Tsaka ka lang lalapit kay God to do the rest pag hindi mo na talaga kaya. Bakit? May problema kung sa umpisa pa lang, si Lord na ang gagawa. Sure, God wants you to give your best. But it doesn't have to be na parang almost destroyed ka na bago ka lalapit sa Kanya. Because God already said, I will never leave you. I will be there for you. Even before the creation of the world, He has already set His eyes on you. If you would but just know what He has already spoken for you. Romans 10:17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Listen, church, if you don't have the word of God in you, you can never have faith in you. Hindi po totoo na faith nito si ano, anong belief na to, religion, faith ng itong ano, Eastern religion, faith ng ganyang klaseng religion, organization. And we call it faith. But true faith is about the Word of God. Because if there is no Word of God, there can be no faith that will be created in us. It's all a positive thinking. Positive thinking is not faith. Faith is the assurance of the things that we hope for that God already mentioned or promised or spoken. It's the certainty, even though we don't see it yet, but because God already spoke of it, it's already certain, my friend. My salvation, my eternal destiny in heaven, believe it or not, pwede mo sabihin, ang yabang naman itong pastor na ito, but you know what? I will go to heaven when I die and spend eternity with God. And it's not because magaling ako, it's because He has spoken it already. And pinangahawakan ko yung word niya. That those who believe in His name, they will have eternal life. Come on now. Now, are there times na, teka, Lord, pag nakasakay ka sa aeroplano, Lord, save na ba ako talaga? May mga challenges. But I am fully convinced. Because I have the word of God in me. I'm convinced that my children, right, okay, imperfect as I am, okay, as a parent, as a father, I am fully convinced that my children will serve God. And that my prayer is that they will even love God more than me. Okay, because it's always been greater and greater and greater. Come on now. And because God already said it in His Word. Now, I want to encourage you. Alam mo yung kung hindi consistent ang devotion natin sa Word ni God, I dare you to bring it to the next level. Have the hunger and thirst for God's Word like never before. And stand on the Word. Because it will be tested, it will be challenged. But stand in the Word and obey it. How do we know that we are agreeing with God's Word? We are living it. We are obeying it. Secondly, what should our mouth declare, confess? Not just what God has already said through His Word, but what God has also done. You know that God did something that, you know, is already final. There's so many things that God has already done for you. All the promise, okay, they were not just words. They were already been sealed and guaranteed because something has already been done. And that's what we need to agree and confess. But then again, how would you know what God has already done if you don't know what He has said through His Word? If you don't have that encounter, how can you hold on? You see, in this story, we saw that God did something, right, to help Israel. Verse 10, the Lord threw them into confusion before Israel, the enemies. Verse 11, the Lord hurled large hailstones down on them from the sky, and more of them died from the hailstone than were killed by the swords of the Israelites. Verse 14, the Lord fought for Israel. What is this saying? Okay, bago pa makapatay ang isang Israelite, tinapos na ni Lord yung laban. Tapos na. It's already been done. And that's what Christianity really is. Church, hello? That's why this is not a religion. Because religion is about do this and do that. Christianity does not spell D-O. Do this, do that. Christianity is spelled D-O-N-E. It is already done. It is finished. We simply have to agree with it and walk in it. It's a done deal. Hello? Many people are still, you know, trapped in trying to perform, trying to do good. Okay, magpapakabait na talaga ako para, you know, para answer ni Lord yung prayer ko. You don't know what God did. If that is the confession that you have, you have no idea what God has accomplished. If all we keep on doing is try to earn the love and the favor of God. Hello, are you with me? Are you getting this? Because God, even before you wanted Him, has already made a decision that He will love you and me. And the proof of that was His Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. It's already been done. No one can crucify Jesus Christ again, the Bible says, because He was already crucified, died, was buried, and rose back again from the dead. It's all been done. But do we confess that? Do we agree? Do we live as if things have already been settled with God? Or are we trapped in that cycle and just trying? Yes, there is hope. But really, the hope that you have is already a done deal. There's no question. There's no doubt to what God has promised and His willingness to fulfill it, because it already has been fulfilled. You see, most of the time, even though God has already showed us tons of records and what He has already done, beginning with Noah, you know, Abraham, Joseph, Isaac, Jacob, David, Solomon, all of these men, if you read your Bible, it's all about what God has done. It's all about what God has done. Yet, we find ourselves still doubting if God will do it in our own personal lives. Church, come on now. Hello, are you with me? I want to encourage you. Read your Bible. Know what God has already done. And you know, testify to it. Keep on testifying. Say, confess, testify how the Lord has been good to you. We spent our Christmas in Cebu and we had a reunion. Okay? And as I've shared with you, I've been praying for my family. Okay, since the day I got saved, 1990, April 29, 1990. And isa na lang talaga, isa na lang yung clan na medyo hindi pa, okay, kulang pa. My sister, my brothers are already serving the Lord. They're leaders in the church. My uncle, okay, been baptized already, charged up for God. My aunt. Ito na lang, itong isang clan. Okay? And I used to live with them. Okay? It's a slum area. It's a different environment. And I was there. The first time I shared the gospel with them, 25 years ago, they were mocking me. But now I had an opportunity to share again. I was crying. We were all crying. Because before, they would laugh and they were, to Donnie. But now, because they saw what God has already done in my life, there was an evidence of change. One by one, they don't pray for me, Don. Okay. I'm really having a hard time with my situation. I want to. I've seen what the Lord has done in your life. But we refuse to testify. Hello, come on now. We just go to the Lord, I just pray na. No? Tapos pag nakita na kayo, hindi nila alam kasi ano ka pala. We confess and agree what God has done by testifying to it. Have you testified about your salvation in Christ? And how He's good to you? How He has forgiven you of all your sins, that even though you still fall short, you have that peace of God within you, that you are not condemned, but you are forgiven again and are accepted. Come on, hello. Or, sige, pinapasa Diyos mo na lang. But you know, this is the will of God for you. Because the more you testify, the more your faith will grow. And the more testimonies you will have. And the more you will grow, and the more testimonies pa. Kaya kapatid ko, ang testimony mo ay 20 years ago. Meron nakaprepare. Bukas. Okay? Kung i-open mo lang yan, kung gugustuhin mo lang, God can create a testimony for you. Because God has already done great things for you. When was the last time you testified about something that God has done for you? That's my prayer for all of us here. Do not be ashamed. Be bold. Be bolder this year. Be bolder. Be courageous in testifying. See opportunities. Not fear. Not, you know, hindi ako papakinggan ng tao na yan. How'd you know? Di ba? And yes, maybe once, twice, you were rejected. Does that mean that the door is closed? No. Keep on doing it. And you'll see that God is already doing something. I know that God was already doing something in my family. That's why it was, for me, it was, wow, what a fulfilling thing. I get to preach. They asked me to preach to my family, about 65 of us. Wow, ganun nakalaki, you know? So many children, I don't know. Mantakin mo, lolo na pala ako. Okay? Nagulat ako, lolo na ba ako? Okay, so, lolo na pala ako, you know? Anyway, so, we agree with what God has said and what He has already done for us. But not only that, what should our mouth declare and confess in faith? What God said, what God did, and what God can still do for you. You know what's amazing about this story? Verse 12, on the day the Lord gave the Amorites over to Israel, okay, God already gave. Tapos na. Pag tinignan mo, technically, tapos na yung laban. Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, O sun, stand still over Gibeon, O moon, over the valley of Aijalon. So the sun stood still, verse 13, and the moon stopped till the nation avenged itself on its enemies, as it is written in the book of Jashar. The sun stopped in the middle of the day, or in the sky, and delayed going down about a full day. What an amazing sight. Joshua, because he knew who God, what God has already said, spoken about what He can accomplish, He had the boldness to declare something. Listen to this, church. He declared something, He uttered His mouth to something that only God can do. Who can stop the sun? It's actually not the sun turning, no, but it's the earth turning around the sun. Okay, so, but can you imagine what is it that made Joshua made such a bold confession? It's because he knew God. Really. Remember Abraham? Abraham. So if you read your Bible, that's why I really want to encourage you to read your Bible. Because if you know some of these stories, you'd be blown away. Your life will really be changed. Abraham, when God told him, sacrifice your son, your one and only son that you love. Abraham had no doubt he is going to do it. He's going to fulfill. He's going to obey God. And while he was set to obey God, you know what came into the mind of Abraham? Sabi ni Abraham, kaya according to Hebrews 11, when there were no news of resurrection. Ngayon, alam na natin yung resurrection. Hindi na bago sa atin yun. But in the time of Abraham, there was no news of resurrection. Wala pa kang nakaisip na pwedeng mabuhay ang patay. But Abraham already thought, no, God can raise people from the dead. If I kill Isaac, Isaac will come back to life. Because it's not gonna be about Sarah, mabunti siya ulit, okay? And manganak siya ulit, lalaki, at ang pangalan niya, okay, Isaac the second. That's not gonna be the way it is. It's gonna be this boy. And even if I will kill this boy, he's gonna come back to life. Ganun katindi yung faith niya. Nakaisip siya ng ganun when no one else thought of it. He was fully convinced that God can raise Isaac back from the dead. So it was not a hyper faith kaya na parang walang sense lang. It was truth. It was a revelation from God. That's why he could confess something that no man, no gods, no one else can do except God alone. The impossible. And God honored. Verse 14 tells us, there's never been a day like it before or since. A day when the Lord listened to a man. Woo-hoo. Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel. Church, what a bold confession. And it's not suicide confession. It's a faith confession. Because he knew God can do it. He cannot do it. It's impossible for him. But God can do it. Alam mo, I don't know about you, but there are times that I find myself, now, Lord, I believe, okay, you can do this. And then, at the back of my mind, paano kaya mangyayari ito? Siguro ganito gagawin ni Lord. Okay, inaano mo pa rin si Lord. Kasi hindi mo talaga kayang isipin okay, na God can do the impossible. You say you believe, but you are trying to figure out, siguro ganito, siguro ganyan. Rather than really fully confessing and agreeing, God, I believe you can do this. So be it, let it be done, Lord. According to who you are, not according to me, but according to who you are. I know you, God. I know you, God. I remember one time early on in our marriage when we decided to join the ministry, we quit our jobs and we only have this support because the church was birthing stage. And we have a daughter. Okay? And you know, and we were really, at that time, we were just talagang, but, and I look at the stars and said, Lord, kung gaano karami ang stars, mas marami pa ang paraan mo to provide for us. And I refuse to doubt. And in those times, I tell you, it's so easy to spot a miracle. Ano mo yun? Kasi, nangailangan ka ng miracle. Alam mo yun, yung wallet mo, may 20 na 100, o kaya 40 na tiksi 50. Pag nawala yung isa, hindi mo na malayan eh. Pero kung isa na lang yung 50 mo, nawala pa, saan yung 50 ko? Halata-halata. Kasi isa na lang eh. Kulang na kulang eh, di ba? And then, ganun din si God. Because your eyes is fixed on what God can do for you. Not on the abundance. And there's no doubt of what God can do for you and me. You know, this year, I really want to encourage you. What if you start believing what God can do for you? How about your healing for you? How about healing for a loved one? Perhaps we heard the news about cancer. Okay, and you are broken and devastated. Perhaps you look at again this year, kapapasok pa lang, parang pinag-pray ko itong utang na to, kay, parang lumaki palalo ata. And you're struggling. I really want to encourage you this year. Dare God. Dare to believe. Confess. Know what God said. That's very important. Because if you don't know what God said, you have nothing to agree on. Testify to what God has done. So that you'll see more. And then you will begin to, your faith will be able to see what God can do even more, the impossible things. Because that's what faith is all about. Faith is the assurance of the things that we hope for. You know, as I close, you know, I want to encourage us. The God that we serve, the God that we worship here, is the same God who answered Joshua in the desert. Same God. You ever thought about that? The testimonies that I have because of my relationship with God. You have the same God. The potential for you to have those testimonies is right before you for the taking. But have you dared to confess and declare it and embrace it for yourself? What made Paul say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? In the time where death was before him. Audacious faith, daring faith, a bold kind of faith. Church, you know that God is pleased with faith. If there's one thing that God is pleased, it's faith. And he's never pleased with faith. In fact, anything that we do that is not done in faith, sin, the Bible says. We've already sinned. And that's why when the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's just by agreeing to what God has already done. And I want us to be bold. I want to encourage us. This is what I want us to take home with us. Through faith in Christ, let us boldly declare what God said, what God did, and what he can do in and through us. Because he is willing to do something great in and through you. Let me pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the gift of faith. Thank you that even our faith is not based on our own ability, but it's already based on what you have said, God. Faith comes from hearing your word. And the way we confess your word is when we begin to live and obey it, Lord, to walk in it. Lord, help us. May our faith be bolder this year. Even in the midst of challenged right now. Some of you here, you're believing God for healing, physical healing. Some of you are really believing God for to be debt free this year. I want to pray for you. You're believing God for a restoration of your relationships. You don't know how it's going to happen. It's deep, marred. But you know what? Nothing is impossible with God. If that's you, can you just agree with me in prayer? Just lift up your hands. Lord, I pray for your people. Tonight, I pray that faith, a fresh faith will be created in their hearts, Lord God. Not the old, Lord God, unused faith, but an active faith, Lord God, this year. To confess and agree what you have already said. That they will begin to hear you speak, Lord. And that they will begin to, Lord, see that you have already done something, Lord God. That they're not going to wait what you're going to do because you have already done something. And yet still, Lord God, that they will be able to see what you can still do. That only you can do in and through them. So, Lord, I pray right now that your people, God, increase in their faith today. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to one of our podcasts. We hope it blesses and inspires you to honor God and make disciples. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app for free on the iTunes Store or Google Play. If you would like to share a story of God's faithfulness in your life, please visit victory.org.ph/mystory.